escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are joined by Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, the superintendent for NOPD. She joins us. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheriff. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I don't know if you want to add anything to what I just said about just being mindful of your surroundings. You know, be careful out there. It gets a little crazy sometimes in the heat of the summer.
Yeah, y'all just get a designated driver or plan to stay at a hotel. Do something, but just don't get behind the wheel of a car. It's not worth it. So we want you to have a good time. But thank you for those are excellent reminders. Appreciate it, Sheriff.
Absolutely. Chief, a lot of citizen satisfaction surveys have come out over the last 30 days, I think since the last time you and I spoke. Your organization, the highest of all in the city, what does that mean to you? What does it mean for the men and women of the NOPD?
Well, it certainly is a reflection on every man and woman who works in this agency. They're getting to see some of the fruit of truly hard work, not only in their practices, but in how they police, not that they police. And I'm just really proud of them. So I appreciated that. And we're just going to dig in and do better and better and better.
You know, it's been a long time since an 84% majority of folks count their own neighborhoods as being safe. I mean, that's a true reflection. They know what goes on in their neighborhood better than anyone, right? They know what fits, what doesn't. It's really nice when you see numbers that high.
Well, of all of the statistics that were shared with us, that to me was the most important. It's the most telling. And so it was very, very high.
Yes, and I was never one that talk about morale much in the organization. Yeah. I think it's a very fluid thing. But when you have this positive affirmation where the public is believing in what you're doing and how you're doing, it can only lead to creating, I think, more momentum and more positive outcomes.
Well, you're correct about that. You know, morale is an individual thing, but collectively, if people share the same, either high morale or low morale, then that's an indication, probably pointing back to leadership, and that would be pointing back to me and the health of an organization. So when organizations are feeling good about themselves and feeling healthy and appreciating where they're working and feel valued, that translates into good morale. It's really no different than if you have a happy home and your kids go out to be in the community, they're going to reflect a happy, kind of healthy relationships outside of just their home.
I think back every time we start the summer as sheriff, there were 4 weeks of the year that I really never did like much. That was the first 2 weeks of summer and the last 2 weeks of summer. You know, and I know that Joe LoPinto would agree with me, and I'm sure you do as well. There were several shootings around the city in that first 2 weeks of summer and throughout the metropolitan area, I might add. So things seem to be pretty consistent with that first two, last two.
It's absolutely true. And I think that you could ask any chief and any sheriff in this country, and they would all share the same insight. There is something about cycles or something about heat. I think we can anecdotally prove that when you're hot and you don't have a lot of resources, your emotions get more oppressed and tense, and that's why you'll see more violence in so many ways.
Yes. And are y'all seeing any trends that are causing you any concern at the present time?
You know, I watch our stats every single day, and they are indicators. I think right now we still have pretty much a going down generally on our violent crime. The biggest trend that seems to be a big negative is shoplifting. And I know that that doesn't involve the loss of life or injury to a person, but it's still injurious to our community. Business owners, they may have to close their stores if shoplifting is to such a degree that they lose their ability to maintain the business. So the trend that is a negative one is shoplifting. Keeps seeming to go up and up and up. Our other trends, all of the indicators are pointing downward.
And shoplifting is a tough one to deal with because you need the cooperation of the store owners and others, many of whom, you know, in my experience, were reluctant to really assist in many ways. And my feeling always was once it gets away from you at a particular location, right, it's hard to win it back, right?
That's correct. Those are sometimes policy decisions by a corporate office, because even though we think of a shoplifting as being de minimis in many ways, they can turn on a dime and become violent. And we've seen a couple of those events just this year where we're trying to stop somebody for a shoplifting and it turns and it can become violent. So this is also true when you were policing as a sheriff. Remember people breaking into the cars and just stealing stuff out of your car. But nowadays, people who do that carry guns. And so those are the trends that it's not just such a simple property crime anymore. They can turn into violence very, very quickly.
And we know that for certain because we're reviewing video from the Ring camera of most everybody that has one now, and you see him pulling the door handles, carrying a gun in the other hand.
Correct. And so property crimes have blended into being the potential for violent crime against a person. And that is what kind of circling back to the policy issues that many of the corporations have for the major chains. They don't want their employees trying to intervene. And so because of the potential for that, so yes, then it kind of perpetuates people going back and shoplifting there. And it's just that's why we're working on it. Actually, we have decreased the percentage, although it still goes up. It's not going up the same rate because we're not turning a blind eye to it either.
Yeah. You know, when you see also when the economy may be a little bit distressed seasonally, we always know that in the city, in the metro area, it's a little distressed because we rely on tourism dollars to keep us alive.
Yeah.
You know, you see that increase a little, and you start seeing people selling all kinds of stuff on the internet and everything else. You have to scratch your head and wonder, where's all this product coming from? We pretty much know where it's coming from, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, yes, New Orleans really has to rely on a tourist industry, but I think one of our goals and one of our visions and missions here at NOPD is to turn the city around to such a degree that we become known as one of the safer major cities in the country. And that will drive outside industries to come back here because New Orleans, as an outsider coming in, I see New Orleans as a developer's dreamland. I mean, there is so much opportunity here for entrepreneurs and major industry. But so I feel that one of our, and I don't feel it, is one of my actual drivers is to for us to turn our city around and develop that new reputation in order to drive industry, then you're not always just relying solely on tourist dollars.
And your observation, I think, is spot on, because public safety definitely drives momentum in almost every other silo of the business economy, right?
Sure. So more visitors will come, more tourists will come. And, you know, one of my dreams, and it is a, truly a vision, but if truly we turn the city around and we're moving in the reality of that, take all those people who left New Orleans, even after Katrina, 100,000 population, 150,000 population, to drive that population to come back. A lot of people want to always return to their homeland, their home base. I mean, there is something about your home, and New Orleans is unique. And I know that the people who have left New Orleans would probably love to come back. And so I think our police department plays a great role in establishing that kind of safety so that people can come home.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's pivot real quick. I follow the Metropolitan Crime Commission reporting on arrests and alike, and it seems as though the NOPD continues to succeed in clearance rates and improving there. That has always historically been a challenge for the NOPD.
Yeah.
In the 2000s, in the early 2000s, and certainly after Katrina. It's really nice, and I'm sure you feel the same way, where you read these dailies where everyone's connecting the dots, we're following the evidence, we're making the arrest in a short period of time, and, you know, getting these impact players off the street.
Yeah, we really focus on impact players. In other words, we focus on those people we know, we actually know they are creating the most harm. And so we focus on them to interrupt that. We are moving to a new stage of our strategy to try to not only interrupt it, but to provide services to these people that would break the cycle of their decision for violence. And so with wraparound services, and so holistically approaching that. A big part of crime prevention, if you will, is the ability to clear and make arrests on those who do cause that harm. So the clearance rate matters. If people know that our clearance rate, meaning for every 10 people, 9 of you are going to be caught and fully go through the system. That's a clearance rate. That's what we mean by the clearance rate. If only 2 out of 10 are caught, that's a low clearance rate. So the higher the clearance rate, the more impact you have in driving your crime down.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the quickest way. My, you know, and I don't know, I used to have, I administered the jail in my role as sheriff. You don't have the control. there's a lot going on there, not that I want to unwrap that now. Other than the chief concern that we're always pushing up against being at the max that the facility can hold, and we're not getting the throughput, we're not moving enough cases through the system.
Correct.
How much of a concern is that for you?
I think that we have lived now the impact of what happened. What are the potentials? So we've had one of the largest jailbreaks in our country. And so also when low staffing is a factor, you have that many prisoners who are in your system that should have been moved out. That's why it's a system. Everybody's got to play its role. And so it just backs up on you. And that is what has happened. So these prisoners, some of them should have actually been out of Orleans Parish Jail, out of Parish Prison. They should have already been moved out. But that is all a breakdown of systems.
Yeah. You know, the big concern is when your guys and ladies are making great cases and being able to incapacitate the impact players, and we go to roll them into jail, and there's no space.
That also happens because for our broader audience who's listening, let me kind of just succinctly state. So let's say the police department arrests somebody. We turn them over to the sheriff's office. So they go into the jail system at this point, and the police department, so for instance, I don't run the jail, as you know and understand, but the broader audience doesn't always understand that. So it goes under the sheriff's system, and then that system, you have the district attorneys who are going to prosecute, and then if they're convicted, they move into a state system. So you have all these big players. So the states run the prisons. And so those systems have to be working together and not have a breakdown. And so the breakdown seems to be where the jail has prisoners who are already processed and convicted, and they need to move into the state side now. So that's why we all got to be working together. And we don't have a lot of time to point fingers. We have time to work and fix the system.
Well, you know, the irony here is as your organization becomes more effective and efficient, and one way you judge that by are these clearance rates that we just talked about, public confidence being another, it compels the other, two legs of the stool. They have to work harder because you're bringing more people to the game, and they have to be handled.
Yeah, we're all working. I mean, I can honestly say that we at NOPD do work well with the decision makers and the policy holders. So the district attorney is prosecuting our cases and getting good convictions, which is a statement that the quality of our arrest, the quality of our cases are good, and he is able, therefore, to get convictions because I'm not interested in arresting people for the sake of it, and now you're just out of jail again.
Right.
I mean, we're all about the accountability and correction of behavior, right? And the DA and I work very well together, but then the system of the jail and the sheriff is working to make her corrections of the facility itself, as well as moving these people on. And I know there are staffing challenges that she's going to have to work out. Just like I have staffing challenges, but we have worked out our staffing challenges until we can add our numbers to our complement of officers.
Chief, I noticed we'll pivot again. Troop NOLA, I know that they had a target number of officers that they wanted to achieve, and it looks like they still have that top of mind. There was an article the other day that said that they will have some additional new incoming troopers to Troop NOLA. Yeah. That has to be music to your ears.
Well, you know, I think for any detractors or people who didn't think that the relationship would work, bringing in Troop NOLA, I think it's proven that we do work. very well together in partnership, as we do with our other. We have Orleans Parish deputies out there with us. We have Troop NOLA. Troop NOLA is obviously the biggest player and partner. But until they can graduate more cadets out of their academy, that's why they haven't been able to seed Troop NOLA with more troops yet. So that graduation is going to occur. We're going to get more Troop NOLA officers and troopers down here. And we, too, we're improving our recruiting. And I hope you appreciate our billboards around the Pontchartrain Lake area. We've got about 30 recruiting billboards. And so, but I will not hire anyone and give them a gun just to fill a vacancy. You must be the best of the best. If you're not the best of the best, I appreciate you, but you're not going to be New Orleans police.
Absolutely. Chief, final thoughts?
Well, we have a great weekend coming up. We're going to celebrate the founding of our country. I think we live in a most amazing country, and for which I'm grateful I was born in. So I don't take it for granted. I want everybody, and we're going to have an incredible Essence Festival. We're going to have a couple hundred people coming in. We are very prepared for this event this weekend. We want everyone to have a great time. And so just don't set yourself up for engaging in any kind of risky behavior where you or others could be harmed. And let's all have a great time. But I appreciate you, Sheriff. I always appreciate you letting me talk to your audience.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your time. We know that you're busy. We believe that it's very important that the audience hears from you, and we thank you for accommodating us on that
you
front.
You bet.
And
take care, friends.
We wish you the best this weekend, and have a happy 4th of July.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief. That is Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, Superintendent of the NOPD. We will be right back after the break. We'll visit with E.J. Antoni, Chief Economist. We'll be talking about a letter that was sent to the Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Paul Atkins by Congresswoman Elise Stefanik about universities' finances that may be more precarious than what is publicly stated. We'll talk about that and other issues when we return.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.